Are we there yet?
Join myself and Rabbi Bazak for some holiday escapade, adventures, experiences and tips. The Dadding Podcast, Give Me a Break, Holiday Special. Welcome back to the Dadding Podcast. I'm Rabbi Fine.
I'm Rabbi Bazak.
This is Still Dadding, Give Me a Break, Summer Holiday Special Edition. So Rabbi Bazak, do you want to just describe the scene? Where are we? What are we doing?
So we are currently in a seed office. Rabbi Fine, in his organizational best, has acquired a new microphone, which is top quality. Unfortunately, it picks up all the sound, and we haven't quite worked out how to pick up just the sound of our voices. So you might hear the A41, and we've had to switch off the air conditioner. So we're now sweating in the room, and it's quite a scene. You know, it's not really made for rabbis, these things, I have to be honest.
No, it's a bit like rabbis on holiday. Yeah, we do it to an extent, and like putting a cap on.
We've all been to that scene where you go to the amusement park, where you go to Thorpe Park, you go to Alton Towers, you go to Chessington, you go to Legoland, whatever you're going to.
You've named them all. Well done.
That's not bad. No, there's that safari one. I don't know what it is.
South Africa?
No, I'm talking about the
Windsor.
One you don't have enough money to go to. If you don't have enough money to go to South Africa,
Safari Park.
Windsor, is it Windsor Safari Park?
Or Woburn.
Well, I think it's Woburn.
Where you see like lions on English grass, and you're thinking like, either you're out of place or I'm out of place, to be honest.
Very good. Okay, now, so you go there and you spot them, and you're a little bit disappointed that they've managed to come to the same place as you. On the one hand, but on the other hand, you see a Jew, and of course he's hiding the fact that he's Jewish. You know, he's got black trousers. Sits his hanging out, white shirt. He looks like a rabbi. He sounds like a rabbi, but no one will ever know he's a rabbi because he is wearing that blue cap. That blue cap which is faded, and no one will ever know. And just as you walk past him, you just give a knowing look at each other. And ask each other if you know where you can get any kosher food. That's the type of thing, yeah. So
that's right. And then sometimes they'll give the incredulous, but how did you know?
Yeah. Where did you get your tickets? How much did your tickets cost? We got them very cheap. We got them, you know, through the WhatsApp group. Da, 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 da. Yeah, so now, Rabbi Fine, what is your best holiday story?
Yes, I'll do that in a second, holiday. But I think that how much did you get it for is crucial. The point is, even if you got it 50p cheaper than someone else...
No, that's you're a winner.
Yeah,
you're a winner.
It's not how
and
much.
We always want to be a winner on holiday.
It's not how much, it's the fact that you got it less.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could be 20p for the 7 of
it's
you.
In fact quite disappointing when it's quite disappointing when someone says, yeah, we actually got it free. You feel like you've been mugged. You feel like, you know, you got them 50% cheaper than the actual price, but you feel in a real trouble here. This is not acceptable. Yeah, okay, best holiday story.
I'll tell you my best. I've had a few best holiday stories, actually. I'm going to tell you one. I actually managed to get work experience meeting a football agent on a plane once, Taylor.
Sorry, what?
I met a football agent on a plane to Eilat. Lovely fellow. We befriended him. And a year and a half later, I got work experience with him. That was cool, no?
That is quite cool.
That's super. Anyway.
Did you meet anyone good?
Yes, I did. But I had to sign some form of non-disclosure agreement.
Wow, I'm not going to remember now.
But this is being recorded, Rabbi Bazak, for the world.
Can't tell me.
I'm not, but all I can tell you that in that, just you and no one else, and A41 in the background.
No. Is it? No one's going to know.
All I can tell you is that the most important thing I got to do in my work.
He's not going
to
sue you.
With a football agent, was I contacted the press about Tony Cotti's retirement.
Sorry.
What? I had to sign the things and fax the press that he was retiring, I think. Something like that. Oh, it's bad. Years ago. It's not bad, yeah.
Tony Cotti, West Ham, Everton.
West Ham, Everton, Barnett. He was Barnett. Really? I think it was hard to get over there. I think it was a hilly pitch in those days. Yeah. It's not
okay, anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, my best holiday story is like this. At one point, it was that 8 years ago, I was flying from Jerusalem to America to teach for the summer, 3 weeks.
Can I just ask a question? What did the football agent thing have to do with this at all?
I met him on a plane.
It's like plain, clear as shovel.
Yeah, I remember okay. I thought you were going to ask, why did your wife let you go?
I'm not sure. I didn't realise you were married, but one second, I have literally no idea why you started talking about football agents. Anyway, carry on.
We continue.
Ukraine.
Anyway, so I was flying from Tel Aviv to Manhattan for 3 weeks to teach, as one does. But the Jewish organisation that flew me in decided to be cheap and fly me through Ukraine. 8 years ago. In fact, on the way back, they cancelled my flight on the way back because the day before that plane had been shot down over Ukraine, so they flew through Brussels instead. Either way, I was flying, it was Jerusalem to Ukraine, Tel Aviv to Ukraine, and then Ukraine to JFK. That was the plan. Now, I decided...
That's the wrong direction. So you went the wrong way first.
I was so tired, it doesn't make a difference. Anyway, there's also a 40-minute stopover. And I was I'm a nervous flyer, as it is.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
I'm organising.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Go on.
You know. Anyway, controlling people don't do well in flights. Either way, I decided, for what it was worth, that no one should realise I was Jewish. Because I wasn't too confident about Ukraine, flying from Ukraine. And I decided that I would wear that cap and a polo shirt.
Nobody
would know. Anyway, I'm in my polo shirt. I'm sitting on the plane. Everyone looks massively Eastern European because they were. I had no Jewish identifying books on me. I was actually editing something. It was all in English. And I sat down 10 minutes before takeoff thinking all's going to be well. So well that the Ukrainian air hostess spoke to me in Ukrainian. I thought I'd done it. Now, I can't speak any Ukrainian.
You've made it at that point.
Yeah, you know you've made it. I knew one word of Ukrainian, but that was anti-Semitic, so I wasn't going there. 5 minutes will take off, I get a tap on my shoulder. You know? There's this ultra-Orthodox Chassid, clearly not hiding the fact that he was Jewish, and he is brandishing a ticket, and he's pointing vigorously. Right? Now... it turns out I was so nervous that I sat in the seat in front of where I should have. Now, the truth is, it's really annoying because the numbers are never on top of the seats. Do you know what I mean?
No. Nope.
They're never directly above.
They're always a little bit.
There's a little bit, exactly.
A little bit off. I mean, for anyone who's not as organised as you, that's not really such an issue because you can work it out. But I understand you were
terrible.
Out by an inch. Yeah,
hidden Jew. Anyway, see branches of this thing. I realise I'm sitting in a seat, right?
Could have been a KGB agent, for all you know.
You might have been.
Yeah.
I mean, he was very well dressed up, if you will. anyway, so he's brandishing a ticket. I'm nervous as whatever. And instinctively, I turn around to him and I say, I'm sorry. Now, I didn't say I'm sorry in Hebrew. I said, I'm sorry in Yiddish, right? And Shuldig. Why did I not say I'm sorry in Hebrew? I mean, I'd lived in Israel for about 10 years. I'm not sure I'd heard the word I'm sorry in Hebrew, to be honest.
Is there one?
Slichas. So I said, I'm Shildik. So he, oh my goodness, the look on his face, he beams and he says in front of everyone, says, oh, you're Jewish! I'm like, what? Well, everyone looks around. 10 minutes later, after takeoff, they delivered my kosher meal. But that was that.
But that could have been just a ploy by an organised person to get their food first.
When you get the kosher meal
on the plane anyway, it's always a good thing because you're always you get that meal first and everyone's kind of like looking at your meal and they're assessing their meal about whether their meal is worth waiting for.
We'll get to food. Food envy at altitude. In fact, I know people who order extra kosher meals just because they get served all the other ones.
But now there is an issue with what you've said because you see, you've defined a holiday there, which I recognise as a holiday because basically you're on the plane by yourself. You're wearing a polo shirt, clearly relaxed.
I was wearing other things.
Just full disclosure. Yeah. So it's lucky you clarified that. So the question is, you have to get your Talmudic thumb out for this question, really, is does, when you go away with your entire family and all your kids, is that still called a holiday? Is it even defined as a holiday? There's one particular person I know in Edra. I won't mention his name in case his wife is listening. But he actually doesn't define it as a holiday. He actually says, no, that, I don't know who the stupid person was that came up with the concept that going away with your wife and kids is called a holiday. That's not a holiday. right? That's not really defined as a holiday because you have to work significantly harder than you do. We all reach that point on our holiday where we're looking forward to our holiday, if you don't know this definition beforehand, and you get to the point where you think, come back work, all is forgiven. All is forgiven because you're completely exhausted. So
I hear that. It's like when they call you and it's like they call you in the middle of holiday and it's a work call. And your wife says, do you have to take that work call on holiday? You're thinking, no, but I want to. Yeah.
No, but it does mean not having to worry about the holiday preparations for the next half an hour. So that's worth it. Anyway, but there is a goal to a holiday, really. In terms of actual dadding, real dadding, there is obviously a very clear goal to a holiday. And I think the goal of the holiday, I think we could define it as putting credit in the bank. You once told me this. You told it to me from... Was it
Rabbi Levi?
Rabbi Levi, yeah.
I'm not sure. Really nicely.
Right. That any relationship you ever have, always... We would always love to be perfect parents all the time, and we'd always love to be perfect husbands and wives all the time. I mean, I personally don't want to be a perfect wife, but I'd rather be a perfect husband. But perfect husbands and wives all the time. But the issue is that we all know we have ups and downs, we have stresses, we get pulled in different directions. We sometimes have time to focus, we sometimes have time not to focus. And the key point is that a holiday is really a time where you invest a large amount of time, care, love, focus on the relationships which are not as urgent but are clearly more important. I don't think anyone would deny that.
100%. It's like going back to the bank. It's like if you want to take money out of the bank, borrow money, depends how much you have in.
Right.
So holiday is basically you're putting the cash back in the bank in terms of the relationship to then be able to survive any tension, so to speak, in the next year. But I think we do have to realise, and maybe we'll close this episode with this. Let's face it, holidays are different as a parent. If you're going to go back to I'm a 20-year-old single person having a holiday with my mates, and use that as your paradigm version of what a holiday is,
you're in trouble.
I would say... lose your passport. It's a good tactic. Yeah. I mean, you just can't do that. It doesn't work. You know, you can't. Yeah. The holiday pranks don't
get
work.
Get thrown off the plane.
Yeah.
Be rude. You get thrown off the plane. The family won't come off. And once they're on the plane, it's too hard to get them off. You'll go off the plane, and then you get a holiday.
No. Exactly.
But if that's how you define... Yeah, you have to define holiday different. And I think we have to define the holiday by the goal of the holiday, which is investing that credit into the bank. Once we've got that credit, and we can make our withdrawals if we ever need to, but that is really turns the holiday into a tremendous opportunity, which is part of what we'll speak about on this dadding podcast, still dadding, on a break, summer holidays.
Exactly. So tune in for the next episodes. We're going to talk about choosing a holiday destination. We're going to talk about airport experiences on the plane, on holiday, returning home, and everything in between.
For listening to the Dadding Podcast. For more Shurim classes, experiences, adventures, and events at Seed, please check out our website or email our office.